Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Switzerland, to Madulein, Switzerland, near Zuoz, the Romanish capital of Switzerland, with Lorenzo Fiore, my colleague and friend. We begin the new year. It is snowing in Switzerland. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. Snow all around you, but not the Italian side, you tell me. Why not the Italian side? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that until yesterday, we were having a very mild climate in all Italy, at least in the south part of Europe, having temperature close to 16 degrees during the day, which is absolutely not normal. And today, finally, we are having a first perturbation of the year that should bring not only snow, but also winter temperature. So we do hope that we will have a white beginning of the year that we hope will be very good for everybody all around the world.
We want the snow on the Italian side so that it can fill up the Po River Valley and we can have risotto rice. We're very practical men. We know what it was like in the summer of 22. So we want the snow to fall on the Italian side as well. Now, there is a concern throughout Italy, I read in the Reuters news, of hospitalization with something flu-like, an illness. Do you know about this? What is it?
Oh, yes, John. This is a very strange situation. Let me tell you that there is an increase of the number of COVID people that require hospitalization because of a breath problem. But there is also a flu that is a combination of a sort of typical cold and sour throat with, after that, a sort of gastroenteritis altogether. And it is very, very heavy flu. Let me tell you that I have friends that got it across the Christmas week, and they told me that they spent almost 5 days in the bed before, recovering the situation.
The hospitalization is climbing in Italy, so let's go for some good news. Now, we begin with the news that the Eurozone activity, the business, is shrinking in December. The Germans might be in a recession. The rest of the Eurozone is not growing. But Italy is growing. How are you doing that?
Well, frankly speaking, I don't know, but there is a lot of enthusiasm, let me tell you, or at least this is what I perceive when I go around Milan or in Genoa or even in Rome. And let me tell you that just today I heard the latest data from the National Institute of Statistics, Italian Statistic Institute, I mean. They were telling about the data of the third quarter. And these data are very positive in the sense that Italian people have more money to spend. They are spending more money. The consumption are increasing. And I can even tell you that they are even saving money. I mean that they are leaving a bit of money into their bank account. So this is a typical positive situation. The inflation rate is decreasing. It is now around 5%. And I can tell you that over the Christmas week, all the Italians were on holiday. The reporter from the media said that all the hotels and other resorts were almost fully occupied. 90% of the seats available were occupied. So it seems that the economy is doing well in Italy. Also, the forecast for the growth during the 2024 will be just below 1%. We do hope to do better, but let's wait and see.
You'll be growing. That is unlike Germany. And maybe unlike the rest of the EU. So the hotels, my memory is that tourism is 10%, 15% of your economy. So it's restoring itself. Plenty of Americans in Italy at this time of year. We go now to Giorgia Meloni, our favorite prime minister. First, Italy is now the chair of the G7, and Giorgia Meloni is laying out a very ambitious program for Italy and for the G7. Two things, Africa and artificial intelligence. What does she say about artificial intelligence?
Well, Giorgia Meloni is very keen to bring artificial intelligence as one of the key points of the agenda of this one-year presidency that she will chair during the 2024 for the G7 group. And in my opinion, she is right. I think it's a matter that we need to start. She's very concerned about the risk that artificial intelligence can really reduce the opportunity for jobs in the era of the jobs that were created thanks to the innovation, automatization, electronics, digitalization, brought a lot of innovation and good quality of life, pushing people to move to skills where they can be more occupied in terms of organizational tasks, scientific research, other activities that require more brain at the ends. But now artificial intelligence is a risk because they can replace what the men normally do with his own brain. So she wants to bring this item to the attention in order to have a sort of a common agenda and a common white paper that the G7 can follow in order to, how can I say, manage the induction of this important innovation in a positive way and not in a negative way that can make people fear about it.
And the war in Ukraine. Giorgia Meloni has long been a strong supporter of the war. I read this from Yahoo News. Italy's Prime Minister Meloni assured Ukraine of the continued support of the Group of Seven. According to Italian media, in a telephone conversation with President Zelensky, Meloni announced that Russia's aggression against the neighboring country would be the focus of Italy's G7 presidency. So she continues to support Ukraine. Is this a popular opinion in Italy, or is there dissent?
Well, it's dissenting to a certain extent. There are some, let's say, noise around a continued support to Ukraine. Also, all the, let's say, coalition in the government is pretty keen to continue to support the air defense capability of Ukraine with our own system. But it's a story that is going on too long. And of course, it is now casting some doubts about the possibility that we can continue without any stop, even across all 2024. So there is something to do in order to stop such a crazy story.
One other policy that is not waited for the G7, it's about immigration, migrants coming from Africa. Has that continued to be a controversy in Italy, or is there a solution at hand? We have about a minute.
Well, right now, this is not an item on the media, but it will come again because the immigration continued. A lot of people are continuing arriving to our Sicilian coast and Lampedusa island coast. And I think the Piano Mattei, the Mattei plan, as Giorgia Meloni called, is an important point that Giorgia Meloni wants to bring to the attention of the G7 in order to develop the economy in Africa and try to have a sort of stop of this important flow of migrants that are causing now a lot of trouble, not only in Italy, but across all Europe.
And finally, just a few seconds here, CNN reports that there's a new kind of pizza in Italy, a pineapple pizza. Have you had a pineapple pizza?
No, John, sorry, I don't have a pineapple pizza. I prefer to have a normal pizza. I like pizza with a grilled vegetable, with mushroom. Pineapple, I will try, but in my opinion, pineapple is good as a good, let's say, dessert after a nice meal.
Lorenzo Fiore in the Swiss Alps. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.